This is Bulls Beat on Bulls Unlimited. Bulls Beat is your stop for exclusive interviews, highlights, and the very latest on all sports at the University of South Florida. With today's show, here's your host, Derek Sharp.
And happy Friday morning to you. We've got plenty of great conversations coming up here on the show. In our first segment, you're going to hear from both the golf coaches, Steve Bradley and Erica Brennan, because both teams are headed to the NCAA tournament on Wednesday. The men's golf team was picked, as they were guaranteed to be picked, as the champion of the AAC into the NCAA tournament. Turns out they were safely in regardless, but always great to go in as conference champion. You'll hear head golf coach Steve Bradley speaking with Joey Johnston here in just a few minutes to that effect. The Bulls were sent out west and are happy about it. It's at the Farms Golf Club in Rancho Santa Fe, which is really San Diego, and the Bulls were not too displeased with that. San Diego is the host institution. There are six regionals, just like on the women's side. The difference is a few more teams in on the men's side, with six of the regionals, three have 13 teams, and the other three have 14. Regardless of how many are in your regional, you must finish in the top five to advance to the NCAA finals. And the way they do that is with every regional that has that extra team, it's usually going to be one of the lower seeded teams in the country. So the ones you're most concerned with are the ones at the top. And the number one seed in the Bulls region is Arizona State, the Pac-12 champion, and expectedly not the only Pac-12 team out there. In fact, the number two seed in their region, Washington, along with the fourth seeded California Golden Bears, also from that soon-to-be slightly less than 12 teams conference, but really, really good group of golf teams. Oklahoma is the three seed. Oklahoma State is the fifth. So your top five teams are either all from the Pac-12 or from Oklahoma. UNF, the sixth seed. Chattanooga, which is always strong, the Bulls have run into them, is the seven. Then the Bulls get the eighth seed. And this is interesting. San Diego is the host institution and won the West Coast Conference. So obviously they're going to know a little bit about this golf course, more dangerous than the typical number nine seed. Two at-larges are 10 and 11, West Virginia and Kansas. And then three automatic bids winners are the bottom three teams of the 14. Wright State from the Horizon, Seton Hall from the Big East, and Winthrop from the Big South. Steve Bradley was named the AAC Golf Coach of the Year, and his top player, Jake Peacock, the Golfer of the Year. That was just before the selection show was held on Wednesday. I was not there. Thank goodness Joey Johnston was. I had him do some work for me. I was doing some work with the family out on the beautiful waters up in the Newport Richey area. That was something that had to be done. It was a scheduled boat day. And yes, as long as I had a chance to have my cohort, in this case, Joey Johnston, interview the golf coach, was going to be missing the selection show. Next week, by the way, we will get a chance to talk to members of the team. But again, Peacock was not only the conference player of the year, but his teammates Brock Healy and Sam Nicholson were also on the all-conference team. You'll hear Coach Bradley speak about Jake Peacock and the entirety of getting named to the NCAA tournament, been sent out west here with Joey Johnston a couple days ago.
I think, you know, when you look at kind of where the S-curve falls, we kind of had an idea we might end up in California or maybe in Purdue. And so, you know, we'd kind of done maybe a little research on the golf courses ahead of time. Pretty excited to head out there, to be honest with you. We were in San Diego for a tournament in March to kind of get used to the weather, the time zones, the grass. So maybe a little bit of familiarity for us there, even though we're from Florida. But we're excited, whether you're a one seed or a 11 seed, it doesn't really matter. It starts new, and the top five teams advance to the national championship. So, you know, I think we're pretty confident right now. We're heading out there that we can go out there and handle our business and advance to the national championship.
How much confidence does it give you to come in as a conference champion? That the last time out was really, really good afternoon.
Yeah, it certainly gives the guys a lot of confidence. I think the tough part is, how do you manage that between when conference ended and when we tee it up again May 13th? Because that's almost three weeks worth in between. So, you know, they've got finals that they're concentrating on. One guy is graduating. So trying to manage all those things in between too is probably the most difficult part of kind of in between regionals and the conference championship. But the guys are confident. We're playing pretty good right now. Been playing good around town. We've got some good golf courses we're playing next week as well to try to continue to prepare them for regionals. But I know they're excited and they're confident in themselves.
as somebody who's been through a lot of regionals with a lot of different guys, what do you tell your team? Is there something you tell anybody going into this about the best way to approach it?
You know, I think it changes with each team based off of their personalities. This group is a little bit more laid back in kind of how their approach is. They like to have a little bit more fun. So I think Coach Caldwell and I really need to be conscious of how we interact with them and what we do and how do we try to continue to keep them loose and relaxed. Whereas we've had some pretty serious teams in the past that was the way they like to be coached. So, you know, as a coach, that's kind of what our job is, to understand the personalities of each guys and adjust our coaching styles to, you know, bring out the best in them. And hopefully over the next couple of days and couple of weeks that we continue to foster that environment for them and allow them to be in a good headspace when we get to regionals and they can perform their best.
And the final thing, Jake Peacock just comes in red hot, won a conference title. Speak about what he's done for you all season, but also specifically what he's done of late.
Yeah, he's been our best player pretty much all year. Had chances to win a couple times in the fall, didn't get it done, and actually got beat by a couple of his teammates, which I think motivated him more going into the spring. He won in Las Vegas, and we lost by a shot. So he was certainly happy for that, but I think also spiritual a little dampened that we didn't win as a team. So for him to lead us at the conference championship, to shoot the scores that he shot, especially in that final round, for us to win as a team, to see the joy in not only his face, but, you know, all the guys, his parents, all the people that are involved with trying to make this program better each and every day, I think, you know, stretches far beyond just the five guys that played that week. It's, you know, the rest of the guys on the team. It's everybody from the grounds crew to the maintenance people to, you know, facilities and academics and compliance and strength conditioning, all those people kind of go into it. But I think Jake is extremely humble and grateful for all that he has here. And, you know, I think that was a great thing for him to be able to accomplish individually. But I think as a program as a whole, it was an awesome, awesome week for us too.
So they'll have a little bit more time to prepare and get out there for the action. Again, it is three rounds, and the top five teams advance, along with, from each site, the top individual that's not from a advancing team. And then once you get to the finals in Carlsbad, California, it is a long, arduous process that ends in match play. The Bulls have gotten to that stage three times under Steve Bradley and match play one time. And believe me, he is looking to get them back there again. We said going into the conference tournament in Clearwater, it was the Bulls and SMU, the only two teams that knew they were headed to the NCAA regardless. Everybody else had to win the whole thing, and that's exactly what ended up being the case, as just the other team, SMU, was selected on Wednesday to make it to the NCAA tournament, their 25th regional appearance. They'll be the seventh seed in the Stanford regional, held actually at the Stanford golf course. And by the way, the Bulls have been 10 times all under Coach Bradley. It all began in 2013, 9 in a row. That was broken up last season, but they're back. There were three individuals selected from the conference. Max Sturdza from FAU, he'll play in Baton Rouge. Connor Goff from Charlotte will be in Chapel Hill. And in Austin, Texas, will be a kid from UTSA, Hunter Bott. The entire Bulls women's golf team is headed to Bermuda Run, North Carolina. We told you about this last week, but Erica Brennan spoke with the media. In fact, it was a really good turnout. You might have seen the photo that she put out on social media with several TV reporters. So you'll hear some other voices here, my friends Kenny Morales and Kevin Lewis, along with Joey Johnson, asking some questions. A few minutes with the head coach of the NCAA tournament-bound Bulls. They're back for a second straight year. It had been more than a decade since they'd been as a team. Melanie Green went as an individual three seasons ago and, of course, is the player of the year on the women's side. The Bulls had the sweep when it came to top players. She's also been recently invited to play in the Arnold Palmer event, which is all the top collegiates, United States against international. That's going to be happening in Ireland. And her teammates in the starting lineup, Elise Vidal, who, again, as an individual, the same year Green went at Kennesaw State, and then last season with the Bulls, qualified incomer from Virginia Tech, Alyssa Montgomery, the freshman, Emma Falter. You'll hear Coach Brennan speak about both of them, and Leo Medeiros, one of the absolute top student-athletes at all of South Florida, rounds out the squad of Erica Brennan. They went last year, and they were in that top five going into the final round. Actually, were tied for fifth with nine holes to go before things got away. I'm sure that'll be a good learning experience for this year. And by the way, the actual regional for the women does not start until Monday. We'll preview the opponents on Monday's show, but this was the last chance to talk to the ladies before they headed out of town. Here's your head coach, Erica Brennan.
Yeah, we're pretty amped. This is a field that's going to be incredibly tough, but I think what happened last year really set us up to have the type of success that we're looking forward to having this year.
You guys have had a really special regular season. Feel like you can carry some of that momentum and make a hopefully deep postseason run?
Absolutely. Closing out golf tournaments is incredibly hard to do, and that's something that the team's been able to achieve three times this year. What's great is the expectations are actually lower right now, because this isn't a tournament that we have to go out and win. The top five teams are going to advance, and it doesn't matter if you win it or you finish fifth, you still get to go to nationals. And so you got to finish in the top five, and that's something that we've done in every tournament except for one this year. So they know how to do that. So we're pretty excited.
Of course, the competition in this tournament may be a little bit of a step above. However, you have had similar competition this year, right?
Yeah, we've played a really tough schedule and got some really good head-to-head wins with SEC teams, ACC teams. It doesn't matter who shows up to play. The Bulls are ready to go, and I think that bodes well. The more opportunities that we have to play those caliber teams, the easier it is to just relax and settle in and play our games.
Is it a little strange having so much time in between, and how do you deal with it?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have two totally different types a week. We have tournament prep weeks, and then we have high repetition weeks. And so as the season goes on, we're trying to play more and more golf. So more of our practice will be on the course, less repetition here. That way they're continuing to see situations that may come up, and it keeps them in that competitive spirit.
But as for the course you're going to play, you can't obviously prepare on until you get on it, but what do you know about it?
Yeah, Bermuda Run is going to be a really tough test of golf, and what's great for us is it's going to be windy and it's going to be raining, and all three of the tournaments that the team has won this year has been in adverse conditions. So that's something that actually really excites us, that we're gonna play in bad weather. It's bizarre, but our team is a team full of mutters. They get tougher as the challenge gets higher, and so that bodes well for us.
One more. Is there somebody that really, really loves it more above the rest?
No, our entire team, top to bottom, it's funny. When they put that rain gear on, it's like warriors going into battle, and they turn on a different level, and they just have a blast with it.
Awesome. Could you speak to when you took over to now, just when your vision for what this program could be and how it's layered through the years to the point where you are right now?
Sure. It's been a slow and steady climb, and I think that has been something that was really important to Coach DS and I, is that not only did we want to build something, but we needed it to be sustainable and something that could be repeated year after year. And so we have always embraced transfers, and with the transfer portal right now, you know, you can kind of live and die by that, but we know that we're a team that's focused on building culture, and so we're able to take kids who maybe didn't have a great experience at a previous institution. We know that we're going to love them well here, and we know that they're going to have space to be authentic, and that makes a difference. When players can come and be who they are, it really does open them up to play their best golf. And so it has been slow and steady, but we've improved year over year, and we're not done yet.
And you spoke about, you know, in the past about you're the team that's laughing and cutting up on the practice, the loud team, maybe everybody's like, who are these guys? But that's part of who you guys are, and it seems to make you play well. What about just the looseness and the relationships and how that figures into winning golf?
The relationships on this team are incredible. We don't back down from talking about social commentary. We talk about politics, we talk about religion, we actually talk about anything that they want to talk about. And when we give them space to kind of explore those nuances within their personalities and what they believe in, we find out that we're all so much more alike than we are different. And then you can find that common ground, and then that just extends right to the golf course.
Melanie Green's had a terrific season. Is she playing the best golf of her career right now?
She's playing incredibly good golf. The best golf of her career to this point, yeah, I would say so, but not the best golf that she's going to play. I think she's going to go on and have an incredibly successful career on the LPGA Tour.
You had a lot of people who experienced this last year. You also have some newcomers this year. Emma and Alyssa specifically speak to those two, what they've added to the returning group.
Yeah, EK coming in as the only freshman, that's tough, right? In so many other sports, you have kind of a community of freshmen that come in as a class, but EK assimilated so well into the culture and the atmosphere of this team because she found space that she could be herself. And what's really cool is Fauci is a little bit quieter in how she goes about her business. She comes out and goes to work. She doesn't have to be the loudest, but when she has something to say, even as a freshman, the entire team, you can see them kind of sit back and take notice because they know it's going to be wise and they know that it's going to be poignant. And she really does just add so much to the knowledge of the golf game. And she has a really good understanding of her game. So Fauci has been incredible. Alyssa coming in as a one-year, fifth-year transfer. Those are always so much fun for us. We've actually had a lot of one-year transfers. You get them for a very brief dime, and so you got to invest really quickly in them. And Alyssa is somebody that has one of the coolest personalities when you get to know her. And she doesn't necessarily open up and show that to everybody, but the more she kind of trusts and things like that, she'll show you more corners of herself. And the more I get to know Alyssa, the more I fall in love with that kid every day. She's awesome.
Both golf teams are going to the regionals. The track team is doing big things. The year started with two first-year coaches in football and men's basketball that really turned things on. What about your contribution to the whole year and just your reaction to the whole year of USF sports and where the department seems to be going right now?
Yeah, USF is on a precipice, and I think that's something that we've kind of been talking about for a couple of years, is we're right on the edge. We're right on that Malcolm Gladwell tipping point, and this year seems to be the catalyst that push that over the top. And I think a rising tide raises all ships that are doing the work and preparing themselves to rise. And there's so many programs that have been right there on that edge, and it's really cool to watch top to bottom our sports that dominate this year.
On that note, that led us into a off official microphone conversation. I was actually proud of myself. I knew something that Joey Johnston didn't, and I know the TV guys were enthralled by this, and you might be as well. I think we mentioned it last week on Bulls Beat, but if you didn't hear it, part of the Stampede for Champions, the men's basketball team won a ton of honors, and Amir Abdur-Rahim accepted the coaching staff of the year honor only briefly. He handed the trophy over to Erica Brennan. She got into details. Again, it wasn't officially on camera or on microphone, so I'm not going to play the audio, but paraphrasing, basically, he thanked several of the other teams, acknowledged Jolene Shepherdson for volleyball, Coach Jenkins as well, Jose Fernandez, but said that he's really been overly impressed by what he's seen with women's golf and what they've done. The staff being Erica Brennan and Dalton Stevens. So he handed the trophy over to her, and she was kind of blown away by that. Real quick on men's basketball, Cameron Wright, a 6'6" guard from Orlando's Olympia High School, averaged more than 20 points a game last year, is now officially a Bull. Melanie Green also spoke to us. We'll save some of that audio for you on Monday, and we'll save a preview of the regional until Monday because the NCAA tournament begins Monday. Tennis gets going today. Unfortunately, neither Bulls team in it, but certainly got honored when the all-conference teams were unveiled this week. Alvin Todorica, one of the men's all-conference performers, he was the Bulls' number one player, and their top doubles team of Todorica and Eric Grevelius was named all-conference. On the women's side, Gray Schumacher got said honors.